There's a touching moment when a fellow Capuchin friar jokingly told Padre Pio, "How much noise you make, Padre Pio." And he replied, "I will make more noise dead than alive." Today, I want to share a story that beautifully illustrates this. We'll explore a miraculous healing that occurred 36 years after his death. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book, Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata, by Jose Maria Zavala. Within its pages, we find a fascinating testimony by Maria del Carmen Manera from Argentina. As you're about to hear, in 2004, just 20 years ago, Maria was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her doctor was certain she would die. However, this did not happen. This miraculous event exemplifies how Padre Pio's intercession is still active even decades after his death, just as he promised it would be. Also, what's particularly intriguing about this story is that it seems as if Padre Pio wanted Carmen to find him. It was almost like he reached out to her before she even knew who he was. Maria recounts, "In 2004, I noticed two lumps in my breast that did not bode well. The discovery happened while I was watching a program on the life of Padre Pio on television, someone I had never heard of. I changed the channel and came across him again. It was incredible that at exactly the same time, two television channels were broadcasting documentaries about Padre Pio. Moreover, a few days later, I turned on the TV and, to my astonishment, saw yet another report about him being broadcast. I had the feeling that the Lord wanted to tell me something. I did everything I could to get a hold of a novena to the friar and prayed it countless times with great faith. One day, I discovered a strange scar on my breast in the shape of a cross. When I told my husband Osvaldo, he insisted on taking me to the doctor immediately. But by then, I was convinced that there was no better doctor than Padre Pio, to whom I continued to entrust myself diligently." Before we continue with Carmen's testimony, if you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of souls, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us bring his teachings to many. As a member, you'll also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. So please help. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to Carmen's story. 2 months later, while laying in bed, I felt a sharp pain in my breast. As I got up to go to the bathroom, I fell to my knees, imploring Padre Pio to help me not suffer too much so as not to worry my husband. A few days later, I noticed that the scar was no longer the same. Osvaldo insisted we go to the doctor, but I refused. I reassured my husband that I was sure Padre Pio was healing me. Meanwhile, the terrible pains reappeared, and I prayed to the Lord for my healing. When I thought everything was over, I fell so badly that my breast opened and began to ooze. This time, I did rush to the doctor with Osvaldo and my daughter, Laura. Dr. Barbera referred me to a specialized clinic where they performed a mammogram with a biopsy. Upon seeing the results, Dr. Barbera finally pronounced the dreaded word, cancer. He then consulted with Dr. Ango, our trusted physician, who in turn sadly told my husband, Osvaldo, Carmen is leaving us. However, before starting chemotherapy, the doctors decided to repeat the tests. Upon reviewing them again, they found that the cancer had disappeared. My breast was healed. No one could explain what had happened. No one except me and Padre Pio. End of testimony. Now, many of you have already seen my community post about my pilgrimage with my family to Padre Pio's relic in the city of Pula, here in Croatia where I live. Well, here are a few more details. I first heard about the relic from my father-in-law some time ago. And since we usually spend our vacations approximately an hour's drive away, I decided that this year we would finally go on a pilgrimage to venerate our beloved Saint's glove. I had been excited about this for weeks. I would even say it was the most meaningful part of our vacation. As we approached the Church of Saint Anthony in Pula, anticipation filled my heart. It was early afternoon and there was no one in sight, which made the whole experience even more solemn. Upon entering, I was immediately drawn to the reliquary containing the glove of Padre Pio. When I got closer, I noticed just how worn out the woolen glove actually is. Looking at it up close, observing its wear and tear, it finally dawned on me that I was in the presence of something intimately connected to Padre Pio. I was just a few inches away from the glove that he probably wore for months, maybe even longer. I started to wonder how many times he must have searched for this glove after forgetting where he placed it. I was so overwhelmed that I almost forgot to pray. Beneath the relic, there's a letter in Italian and Croatian from the guardian of the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, confirming that the glove belonged to Padre Pio. It states that he used the glove to cover his stigmata, making it an authentic relic intended for private and public veneration in accordance with the rules prescribed by the Holy Roman Church. Leaving the Church of Saint Anthony, I carried with me not only the blessings of this sacred encounter, but also a profound appreciation for the privilege of doing what I do, bringing Padre Pio's stories to you, our cherished viewers. None of this would be possible without your support. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for staying until the end of this testimony of mine. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to support this apostolate by joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. You will find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.